The proposed budget leaves intact a controversial amendment that reprioritizes federal dollars for family planning, a move Planned Parenthood says would put it at the back of the line for that money. There's also another controversial measure that would make it harder for abortion clinics to get the medical agreements they need with hospitals in order to operate. Stephanie Kite with Planned Parenthood of Ohio says these changes are both damaging and dangerous.
They reduce access to providers around the state, the providers that women have relied on for many years for their reproductive health care. And they're dangerous because we need to have these transfer agreements with good, reliable hospitals throughout the state. And rather than focusing on the budget and jobs, we have Ohio senators who are completely focused on reducing access and making health care more dangerous and difficult for women to get.
Not surprisingly, Mike Gonadakis of Ohio Right to Life disagrees. He says his group is excited about these two proposals in the budget.
We're excited for the opportunity to have these amendments put in or remain in. And what we're going to see here is no longer can taxpayer-funded hospitals be in the abortion business. So it was a loud announcement from the General Assembly, both in the House and Senate, that Ohio is a pro-life state and we have a pro-life governor and a pro-life government, for that matter.
Another change in the budget angers public school backers like Ron Papp of the Ohio Education Association. Papp explains the measure in question expands the school voucher program.
The changes that the Senate made expand the program to allow parents who make up to $94,000 a year to receive a voucher to send their children to private schools. And what we believe is that public money should stay in public schools. We should try to improve our public schools rather than siphoning off public dollars to send students to private schools.
But Sarah Peckin with Ohio School Choice says that amendment is an excellent opportunity for all of Ohio's school-age children.
The proposed income-based scholarship will open doors of opportunity for families across the state who can't provide private school education for their children because of their income. Regardless of where they live, they'll be eligible. And we've heard from families across the state who are, for years, who've been wanting and needing this type of option.
Dale Butlin of the left-leaning think tank Innovation Ohio hopes that as the budget continues to go through the legislative process, lawmakers will make serious changes to it. He says the current plan does not help most families.
Whether you look at their inadequate funding of schools and local governments or their expansion of private school vouchers for the children of the wealthy, or their so-called small business tax cut that gives 80% of the benefits to the top 5%, it's pretty clear that the Republican budget is good for the rich and it's very bad for the middle class.
But Republican Senator Scott Olslager says the Senate budget is focused on one thing, jobs. He says it puts money into education at all levels so Ohioans can be properly trained for jobs. And he says it provides tax breaks for job creators. He thinks that combination will, in the end, be good for all Ohioans. Now that the Ohio Senate Committee has approved the budget, the full Ohio Senate will take a vote on it. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.